My name is Sarah Medlam and I'm the Deputy Keeper of Furniture, Textiles and Fashion at the Victoria and Albert. The story really starts when Abraham Röntgen, as a young man, travelled to Holland and then on to England to practice his trade. He had a great moment of enlightenment in London when he became a member of the Moravian Church, and this really influenced his life. And he went back to Germany for spiritual formation. And at one time was intending to go to the North American colonies, to Carolina, to be a missionary. But it's a rather exciting story in that the ship was attacked by Spanish pirates and he was shipwrecked in Galway and spent time in Ireland. And obviously, I think after the shock of all that, decided that he would remain as a cabinet maker in Germany. And he set up his workshops eventually in Neuwied. And the relationship between Abraham and the Moravian Church was always quite difficult, because in fact the Moravians rather liked simplicity, and he was thought in producing luxurious furniture to be sort of transgressing the rules of the sect. But when David Röntgen took over his father's workshop, he had no intention of being bound by the Moravian traditions, and I think was again in constant battle with them about his production of such luxury furniture, and certainly with consorting with high society in Paris and with the Empress of Russia. But he did return to the faith at the end of his life, so I think there was always a constant pull there from their religious beliefs against their ambitions and their skill in making furniture.